From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The United States and Russia called an emergency U.S. teleconference today in an effort to avoid military encounters in the air over Syria. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov sought to soften disagreements with the U.S. over the air campaign, seeing Moscow sees eye to eye with the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State when it comes to identifying terrorists. At a news conference today, Mr. Lavrov said the U.S. coalition says its targets are Islamic State militants, the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Nusra group, and other terrorists. Lavrov said this is basically our position as well, as he spoke at the United Nations. Meantime, Russian jets staged a second day of airstrikes over Syria. Observers say the targets were not only Islamic State extremists, but also moderate opposition fighters backed by the United States. Afghan officials say its forces have recaptured parts of the northern city of Kunduz from Taliban fighters after what they say has been heavy fighting. An Interior Ministry spokesman said that Afghan forces launched an offensive overnight and that it was very successful. In the meantime, a fresh wave of violence in the capital of the Central African Republic has killed at least 36 people and put the upcoming elections in doubt. This report from Bamako.
The fighting was triggered by the killing of a motorcycle taxi driver in Bangui's mostly Muslim neighborhood of PK5. Muslims sought revenge against Christians in other neighborhoods. International Crisis Group analyst Tibor Lesser.
It shows very clearly that the intercommunal tensions are still very strong there, and not only in the center of the country, but also in the capital city.
With more than 360,000 people displaced within the car, polls would be a logistical challenge.
That was Katerina Hoche reporting from Bamako. This is VOA News.